He had paid the price. He has ascended back to the Father to intercede for me, and I can pray to him. And Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I say tonight, thank God we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. Amen. And so we can live in victory. I want to deal with that again tonight. This morning we talked about faith and faith in Christ Jesus and trust in him. And then we talked about living by faith. Just shall live by faith. And I can't preach all that again tonight. I realize that. But look in verse number 5. That word diligence means give careful attention to and pay attention. It says it in verse 5, also in verse number 10. He uses that word diligence. Pay attention. Be careful. And pay attention to what God's saying. And then he said, after he talked about that faith, he said, add to your faith virtue. And we talked about virtue this morning. And we talked about that moral excellence about us. And we realize the fact that we're not perfect in his flesh. But we should work toward and have a desire in our hearts to be morally right. May God help us in America to be morally right. God, help us take the right stand we need to take. God, help us to be what we ought to be. And God, work in our hearts and our lives. I'm a gentle fella, I guess you'd say. I try to have compassion, be long-suffering. I try to deal with that kind of thing. I want to be that. And God's helping me, and I need that help. And there's some things we're fighting for. There's some things worth standing for. Amen. I was talking to somebody before church again. I made this mention. Is Courtney here? Well, I'm afraid she was. I told Ben before he got married. I said, listen, Ben, I'm going to tell you something. I said, a bulldog can whip a skunk, but it's not worth the stink. He come to me one day and said, preacher, I remember what you told me. Courtney, no reflection, hon. Just making a point. If a skunk backs a bulldog in a corner, bulldog thinks a stink is worth it then, amen. And he'll come out fighting. But I just thought I'd throw that in. But anyway, Ben, if you're in trouble tonight, call me. We'll both go out, find some coffee or something. But anyway, sometimes a fight has to be. But we need to be. Well, I'm concerned about the morals of our country. I'm concerned about the morals of our churches. I'm concerned about where we are. I'm concerned about how we do, where we stand, how we act. And I'm old fashioned. Don't make any apology for that. I don't make any apology for believing the old time way. I make no apology for asking for the old paths and where are they and walk therein. I make no apology for that. I want to do that. But I want to do it with a heart of compassion and a heart of love. I want to do that with all my heart. I want to stand true. I want to be right. I want to stand where I ought to stand. But God, help me have compassion for people and try to help folk and see them grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I was talking this morning about babies spitting up, and they do. But what you have to do is burp them every once in a while and feed them some more milk. Amen. And keep putting it in. After a while, they'll get to where they'll eat meat. And JC, he tried to feed that baby all kinds of things now. Had to watch him, but that baby not ready for everything yet, JC. And so you have to be patient with that. And but they'll get there, and she's eating enough, I can tell you that right now. And she'll be all right. And so, but we have to take them where they are, deal with them where they are, have to try to help them where they are, and go on for Jesus. Amen. I just plugging some things in. You've got any spiritual discernment, you'll know. Amen. And then we talked about knowledge. And notice now the way that he adds is it's first faith. If you're not saved, then you're not can't add anything to it. You got to be born in the family of God. Then if you are saved, you got to live by faith. The just shall live by faith. We talked about that. And our lives as Christian people should live by faith. And we talk about that, not just in mission giving. That's not the only place we need faith. We need faith every day of our lives and living for God, believing that God is going to hear and answer our prayer when we pray for the unsaved, and believe that God's going to hear and answer our prayer when we pray for somebody sick or somebody needs help, some families are struggling. Whatever the area is that we're praying about, we need to exercise faith in it. Amen. And I come far short in that many times, but I'm trying to tell you what I want to know about that victorious Christian living. And so tonight, faith, and then add virtue. That's moral right. That's being right. And so we need to do that, trying to live a life of the testimony for the glory of God. Then knowledge, and I just touched on that this morning, and not spend much time tonight, simply a fact. We need to study the Word of God. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman, needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I talked to someone a while ago that just recently let God help them in a special way. And he's talking about that God in the Word of God got to reading. I say, hallelujah. That's a normal thing. It'll happen sure as the world. If your faith's right and you add some virtue to that and you want to add some knowledge to that and start finding out what God has to say. And by the way, God doesn't change his mind about what he says. He says what he means what he says, and sticks with it and doesn't change. And so you can rest assured of that. But now notice what else he said. He said, add to knowledge temperance. And temperance means self-control. It means manner of living. What he said, now add to knowledge, put it into practice. That's what he's saying. In James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word of God and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. And so we need to be doers of the word and put into practice what God has told us in his word that we need to do. I was reading over in Revelation chapter 3. About verse number 3, he said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the prophecy of this word, and keep those things which are written therein. Amen. He gives a blessing for reading and for hearing it, but he said, keep it. That is, do it. And so I say, praise God and the Lamb for that. And so we need to be doers of the word. Titus 2 and chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. For the grace of God that bring of salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live godly, soberly, righteously in this present world. And so he's telling us now, be self-control with God. Now, when I say self-control, remember, it all goes back to our faith. We got to be right with God, have virtue added, add the knowledge, and then the temperance. You can have God to help you with self-control. And we need that. Flesh gets out of control if God doesn't help us. Flesh will get in the way sure as we're standing where we stand. And so we need this. But we, by the grace of God, can give our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That says renewing of your mind. By proving what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. We ought to want to know what God wants. We ought to let God help our mind. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Think like he thinks. And the more you're in the word of God, the more you think like God thinks. He'll help you with your thinking. Amen. And so I'm trying to hurry with this, but I want you to know that temperance is important. Our self-control is important. Our manner of living is important. And we need to... And I tried to go through some things about morals this morning. I'll say again tonight, God help us. God help us stand where we need to stand for the glory of God. And God help us deal with our lives individually. Those sins and things which so easily beset us. And God help us that we'll get under control for the glory of God. And that we might do what God said. Now notice what else he said. I'm still in verse number 6 now. And to knowledge temperance, we're adding. And temperance, patience. Patience. Somebody said, Lord, patience I need, and hurry up and give them to me. You know what work of patience? Tribulation. And but patience years, he talks about it, and is really an endurance he's talking about. Patiently enduring. And you'll never endure if your life's not brought in self-control. And so you got to add that temperance to everything's come before it. And then that endurance will come, continuing on in that. I quoted a while ago out of 1 Corinthians 15, 57, 58. About the victory in Jesus, and then therefore, my beloved brother, be steadfast, unmovable. That's enduring. That's enduring. That's sticking with it. We need some stickability and sticking with the stuff and hanging in there close. Amen. I'm trying to tell you tonight that here God's telling us some things that we need to add to our faith. We're saved. Thank God we're saved, but let's add some patience to this knowledge that we have and that self-control we have, that temperance. Let's add some endurance to that. And tonight, you can come in and we talk about Jubilee. And I told someone, boy, I can't get away from that. Someone this evening for church and started back in Jubilee in their life. I say hallelujah. I'm glad for Jubilee. I'm glad for what God did in Jubilee. I'm glad for what God did in my life in Jubilee. But I want that to continue on. I don't want to stop now. And I'm still seeing results from that. I say praise God, but I want us to keep on in that attitude of Jubilee. Amen. And God can and will touch life. And God can and will do things. I want to endure in that. And then when the troubles come, trials come, tribulation comes, I still want to endure. And I want to be patient, as it were. And tribulation, work of patience. So when the trouble comes, and Sister Dot, you've been laying on the bed, you've been down, you've been told how bad it was, you've been told all that. But thank God for that patiently enduring and saying, God's my help. Amen. I sat down in her hospital room and we talked about God being our help. And God is our help, and I thank Him and praise Him for it. You may not be laying on a sick bed. You may not be having real some kind of physical difficulties, but you got something in your life that you need some help with. You ask God to help you and patiently endure and just keep on keeping on doing what you know is right. Stick by the stuff and stay in there for God. Hey! A lot of folk get excited when everything's exciting, shouting glory, hallelujah. But when it gets down, the rubber meets the road, some folk just let up on it. And I'm tempted to. Amen. And you are too. Don't look too self-righteous there. And you get in that place, you feel like, well, what's the use? There is some use. Amen. There is some use. Praise God and the Lamb. But notice what else he said. He said, add to you patience, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and then patience, godliness. Godliness. Boy, amen. That's what the Bible says. Godliness. And godliness is to honor God. It is the piety. It is the worship and adore and exalt, magnify godliness in your life. Godliness in our lives. We say ungodly, we know what that means. Ungodly means that filthy, dirty, unclean. Godliness means that which is good and right and clean and pure and good. Amen? And you know why sometimes we come into church and we try to worship and we can't really worship like we really want to, and we feel like somehow we're not getting through to real true worship. You know why? It's because we're trying to do something and we hadn't added up right in the first place. Everything that preceded we hadn't done, and then we come in the house of God and say, now God, we're here to worship. Now you pour it on us. We're here to get in tune with heaven. We want you to do your way. But we forgot faith. We forgot to add the faith virtue. And we forgot to add the knowledge. And then we failed to add the temperance. And then we failed to add the patience. And then comes the godliness. Add it up in the right order that God put it in there, and God will help us to worship. Amen. We've been with Him by faith, and we've been had virtue in our life, that righteousness, and we're trying to have the knowledge. We've been studying the Word of God, and we've been in there with God in that, and bringing self under control, been in there doing that, and been enduring by the grace of God, patient by the grace of God. Then we come in the house of God, and the choir starts singing. And somebody prays. And somebody says, pass offering plate. And we're so happy it's passing by. Amen. We get excited when it comes by and say, praise God, I get to give. And then we have preaching and special singing. And then, you know, we try to kind of have it in order. We don't have a bulletin that has it all down, but we pretty well do it in order. But sometimes we get things out of order. They sang a quartet tonight, a kind of unusual kind for us, but it was good, amen. Enjoyed it, praise God. And every once in a while we need to do something, make a devil mad anyhow, get him confused so he don't know what's coming next. But then we have preaching. And the pastor gets up to preach and we all get excited and stirred up in our hearts and say, preach, preach, preach. And the rest of you wake up. Amen. And we go through all that, and we're excited. Hey, praise God. You can have something good when we've added it up right before we get there. But it's got to be added up right. I guess I should have titled this a message, Added Up Right. And we need to add it up in the right order, correct as God does, and here to help us. You say, preacher, we don't like this kind of preaching. I know it's not preaching glory. It's not preaching hallelujah, praise God. But I'll tell you what it is doing. It'll help you get to the place where you can hallelujah and bless God. It'll help you have the life that pleases God. It'll help you when you stand before Him one day. It'll help you as you live tomorrow and you go out there in the world and you face all the ungodliness and filth and everything that's out there. It'll help you then if you've been adding up right. If you've been in the Word of God and adding to your faith, virtue to virtue, knowledge to knowledge, temperance to temperance, patience to patience, godliness, and just let God help you and God do what He wants to do in your life and doing what's right. And then He said to godliness, He didn't get through that. He said brotherly kindness. When everything gets right, then brotherly kindness will be there. It's loving your brother. I don't have time to go into all this, but look with me in 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 8, I believe it is. Chapter 2, verse 8. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness passes, the true light. That's not it. Verse 9. He that saith he's in the light, hateth his brother, is in darkness, even until now. Amen. That's what the Word of God. He that loveth his brother abideth in light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Look in chapter 3 and verse 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he hath laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. That's strong language. Amen. Talking about brothers, not talking about brothers and sisters in flesh, talking about our spiritual brothers and sisters. Whosoever hath this world's good, and see if his brother hath need, and shut those bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Look in chapter 4, 1 John, verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he's a liar. I'm going to stop her. That's enough. Amen. That's what God said. And so if we love God right, we've been adding up now. And we got to that place of godliness and then adding that brotherly love. We care about each other. Amen. And Sister Mary sometimes sings that song about that we call each other brothers and sisters around here. That's exactly right. That's what we are. We're brothers and sisters in the Lord and have a care for each other. And your problem, I care about. You care about my problem. I care how you're doing. You care how I'm doing. Hey, we care about each other. Growing in grace and knowledge of the Lord, we should. If we don't, something wrong with us, amen. And we need to care and have brotherly kindness one toward another and show it, amen. And encourage each other in the things of God. And so he said, add brotherly kindness. And then to brotherly kindness, add charity. And charity is that God kind of love. And add that God kind of, what kind of love is that God kind of love? It's a love that loves the unlovable. It's a love that loves that sinner out there. That loves that man that won't come to church. Loves that woman that's a harlot. Loves that out there that whatever they are, wherever they are. He loved them and we all love them. He died while we were yet sinners. And we ought to give our lives to tell others about him that love. I stood up here a while ago and they sang that song about the king and the beggar. Thank God I identify quickly with that, because I was a beggar and he's the king. And thank God the king came by and let me walk hand in hand with him one day. I got, praise God. Amen. I got up. I was that beggar sitting at the gate, and they came by and said, I can't, don't have any money to give you, but I'll tell you about Jesus. And rise up and walk. Went in the temple leaping and praising God. I say hallelujah. You don't have to be a beggar spiritually. You can be walking hand in hand with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. God, we ought to be concerned about this godliness and walking in the light and the charity and brotherly love and that care about others and having that desire. And I go back to what Brother Tommy Steele said about over at Haiti, that earthquake over there, rescue, search and rescue team. Let's search and let's rescue the perishing. I think we ought to have a concern about being in the right place at the right time with the right attitude. If we have that kind of concern, God will lead us. Someday we'll be in that place. Another morning I was in a place of business, just quickly in and out, but I took time at the counter, speak to a young lady, and she thanked me because somebody took time to tell her somebody cared. I say to you, we need to take time. God will put you in a place at the right time with the right attitude. God can help you. God can help you. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. I know there's much more can be said about all of this, but let's add to our faith, virtue, to virtue, knowledge, to knowledge, temperance, to temperance, patience, patience, godliness, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. These things being you in abound, they make you that you shall not be barren nor unfruitful. Oh, thank God. We can add upright. God will help us, Father. I pray tonight over this house that the Holy Spirit would do a work in hearts of those that's unsaved. People here tonight that know not the Lord Jesus Christ, not really born in the family of God, cannot identify with that faith in Jesus Christ, totally, completely knowing they're saved. Father, I pray you speak to their heart and deal with their life. Then that one that's here that been saved, but they realize their life's not lived where it needs to be lived for God. You're dealing with them. You're working with them. They've heard about adding to that faith, but been failing to do. I pray you deal with their hearts and help them. Then, Father, tonight, I pray you'd help all of us see ourselves like we are, and that we'll add these things in our lives in the order that you put them, and that we may not be unfruitful, but be fruitful for your glory and your honor. Help us tonight in the invitation to be honest with ourselves and with you. In Jesus' name. I want you to stand with your feet, with your heads bowed, eyes closed.